Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this In His Steps journey as we discover the power of passionate prayer, intentional presence, radical generosity, and surrendered service.
This is day two of In His Steps. The legacy lives on. Hi, I'm John Ed Matheson, and I'm privileged to participate in this study with you. Our topic today is faithful in prayer. Chris Hodges says, prayer should be our first response, not our last resort. And William Carey said, secret, fervent, believing prayer lies at the root of all personal godliness. Now, our text today will come from Romans 12, 11 and 12. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. So, you see, God's Word exhorts us to be faithful and devoted in personal prayer. The New Testament word for faithful in Romans 12:12 is the same word translated devote in Colossians 4:2 when it says, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. The word literally means to persist and persevere and continue steadfast in. That same word is found also in Acts 2:42 when it says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship and to the breaking of bread and to prayer. How can we be more persistent and steadfast in our prayer life? Hey, this following story may help answer that question. A man's daughter had asked the local minister to come and pray with her father. When the minister arrived, he found the man lying in bed with his head propped up on two pillows. An empty chair sat beside his bed. The minister assumed that the man had been informed of his visit. "I guess you were expecting me," he said. The father replied, "No. Who are you?" The minister told him his name and then remarked, "I saw the empty chair, and I figured you knew I was going to show up." The bedridden man said, Oh, yeah, the chair. Would you mind closing the door?" Puzzled, the minister shut the door. The man said, "I've never told anyone this, not even my daughter. But all my life, I have never known how to pray. At church, I used to hear the pastor talk about prayer, but it went right over my head. I abandoned any attempt at prayer," the man continued. "Until one day, 4 years ago, my best friend said to me, 'Johnny, prayer is just a simple matter of having a conversation with Jesus. So here's what I suggest. Sit down in a chair, place an empty chair in front of you, and in faith, imagine Jesus sitting in the chair. You can experience Jesus daily because he promised, I will be with you always. Then just speak to him in the same way that you're doing with me right now.' So I tried it, and I've liked it so much that I do it a couple of hours every day. I'm careful, though. If my daughter ever saw me talking to an empty chair, she'd either have a nervous breakdown or send me off to the funny farm." The minister was deeply moved by the story and encouraged the elderly man to continue his journey with Jesus. Then he prayed with him and returned to the church. Two nights later, the doctor called to tell the minister that her daddy had died that afternoon. The minister asked, "Did he die in peace?" "Yes. When I left the house about 2 o'clock, he called me over to his bedside. He told me he loved me and kissed me on the cheek. When I got back from the store an hour later, I found him deceased. But there was something strange about his death. Apparently, just before Daddy died, he leaned over and rested his head on the chair beside the bed. What do you make of that?" The minister then had to wipe a tear from his eye. and explained to her the rest that her father had found in his eternal relationship with Jesus. I hope this story encourages you to talk to God daily, just as you would talk to your best friend. In Exodus 33:11, we read these words concerning Moses. The Lord would speak to Moses face to face as a man speaks with his friend. Then Moses would return to the camp, but his young aide Joshua, son of Nun, did not leave the tent. Learn a valuable lesson from Moses. God wants to speak to you as a man speaks with his friend, and learn a lesson from Joshua too. Stay close to God and make sure that you never miss his presence. Hey, that's a great teaching about prayer and about the priority and how we pray and talk to Jesus. Let me conclude with you with four questions. First question, as you start this week focused on prayer, how would you assess the current state of your prayer life? Explain your assessment. Number two, what would happen to your prayer life if you added a chair for Jesus? Number three, is your prayer life with Jesus, in fact, personal? In what ways do you speak with God as a man speaks with his friend? And what hinders intimacy with God in your prayer life? Let us pray. Jesus, thank you for being such a friend to all of us. And thank you for loving us and desiring to talk with us, to speak to us, and for us to speak to you. And oh God, today may we learn to pray. And oh God, may we know that you will always respond and how much that conversation can develop more our intimate relationship together. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.